This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. 12 pro-democracy candidates in Hong Kong have been disqualified from running for re-election to the legislature. Hong Kong's government made the announcement Thursday, citing the new national security law imposed by Beijing and denying any infringement on civil rights. The move is expected to infuriate pro-democracy activists and supporters. It comes 1 month after Communist Party rulers in Beijing announced the national security law aimed at reining in dissent in the semi-autonomous city. Critics say the move is aimed at curbing the ascendancy of young generation of Democrats after an overwhelming win in last year's lower-level district council elections. The U.S. economy contracted at its steepest rate since the Great Depression in the second quarter as the COVID-19 pandemic shattered spending. Now a recovery is under threat as new cases surge. Gross domestic product from the U.S. collapsed at a 32.9% annualized rate last quarter. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast GDP plunging at a 34.1% rate in the April to June quarter. Meanwhile, more than 1.4 million laid-off Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, according to the Labor Department. Further evidence of the devastation to the coronavirus outbreak has unleashed on the U.S. economy. The United States is leading the world in both deaths by COVID-19 and confirmed infections. Some U.S. states, such as California, Florida, Texas, are breaking their own records weekly or even daily. California reported a record 197 COVID-19-related deaths Wednesday, according to state records. We're following this story on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.